afternoon, Truth Wins team. Good to be with you. And we're going to, here or there. Well, are you here or are you there? I don't know. But let's start off with prayer and then we'll get into our lesson.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this production today. We glorify you in it. We hope that the Word of God is permeating into the body of Christ and those that are future body in Christ so that they are able to do as God has directed us to do, and we are 100% in compliance and doing the Word of God, and the devil is put down because he can't enter into the play. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, and we all said, Amen.
Amen. So we're going to jump to our first scripture, which tells us what we're going to do. And today we're only having one scripture, and then we're going to teach you some fun things.
Yes, it says in Colossians 2, 6 through 7, continue to follow the directions of Jesus. You accepted Christ Jesus as Lord, so continue to live following him. You must depend on Christ only, drawing life and strength from him. Just as you were taught the truth, continue to grow stronger in your understanding of it. And never stop giving thanks to God.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. So today we're kind of going to give you an analogy that compares to being here or there. It's kind of like the coaches set up what's going to be played in football. So the coaches in this game would be the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then they've decided the plays they're going to have, and they send in the Holy Ghost to be the...
He's the quarterback.
I'm not a real good football person. So he's the quarterback, and he's going to call the play
The scrimmage.
So everybody's going to be doing what they're supposed to be doing. But first, we'll show you what happens when...
When it doesn't happen.
In
football.
Like when stress and the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is kind of what happens in the game instead.
And whoa! He throws it away.
Well, he kind of threw it away.
Yeah, and the devil wants you to throw it away. You want to throw the word down.
Throw it
away. He wants to steal the word from you.
Right, throw it away the wrong way where you don't belong. So Randy's going to give you a little clips of like how it is and why you need to be here or there.
Well, we're going to make it like a parody of Jesus.
A parody of a football game.
Or the Holy Spirit in a play.
Yeah, the Holy Spirit's calling the plays for our life. And if we're there where he tells us, be over there. If we're there, it all works well. And then if we're here, that's really where we want to be. So let's see how that works in a football game.
Basically, what happens is the quarterback is they're having a huddle. And the players are there, and his idea was that the quarterback is going to throw to the receiver on the left side. They're both going to go out like they're going to receive, but he's going to go to the left. So, and you're at the left, and God says, okay, you're supposed to be there. If I'm going to throw it there, you have to be there. So basically what happens is in a lot of cases with mankind, the body of Christ, they don't remember what the play was, and they go out and they go the wrong direction, and Jesus is throwing the ball. I mean, the Holy Spirit's throwing the ball, and nobody's there to receive it.
Right. Well, it's partly...
And an example of that is...
Well, part of it is like, you think you know where it should be. It shouldn't be there. It should be here where you want it. An example of it would be... Jonah and the whale.
Right.
The Holy Spirit gave him very specific instructions to go tell Nineveh to repent, but he didn't want to be there, so he decided he'd be here. So he gets in the boat, and what happens to him?
Well, he gets in a boat and goes out in the Mediterranean instead of going to Nineveh, which is to the east, and he's going to the west. And basically, he gets thrown in the water, and a big fish swallows him.
Right.
And so therefore the ways of the devil, he wants to kill Jonah. Devil wants to kill Jonah because he heard the conversation, I think. And so he's trying to make Jonah's going, I think Jonah had an attitude toward the Nineveh, which was the Assyrians, and they came and destroyed. There was battles against Israel and Assyria. So basically, God says, no, there can be a righteous people. So
if they repent, yes.
And they repent.
Right.
They did repent after he finally showed up. He finally said, okay, Lord, okay, Lord, okay, Lord. I repent and I will go do it.
Right. And so,
reluctantly, but I will go do it.
Right. And another example, and it's interesting, he's our father of our faith, Abraham. God told Abraham he would have a child with his wife, and then they would be as numerous as the stars. But,
right, yeah.
And so
the father of many nations.
The there was there with his wife. But
yeah,
somehow,
didn't say anybody else. He just said with his wife.
Right. So he seems to have several problems
so
with
the
being
devil
there.
Conned Sarah to say, "Oh well, you don't have to do it with me because I ain't having babies. You can have it with my, and she could be my surrogate, basically." And he goes, "Well, okay," a newer guy, he didn't listen. The word didn't say
be here,
Haggai, or whatever her name was.
Don't be here, you're supposed to be there.
Yeah, and he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he made a Ishmael.
Right, and so then there's also another person. It's a man after God's own heart. So it shows you we all have to really listen to God, because there's David, who was supposed to be at war, and he was tired of war, so he decides he's going to stay home. And he's in his palace, and then he's overlooking Bathsheba.
Yeah, he's in the wrong place at the wrong time. He's supposed to be out with the guys.
There.
And he's tired of being with the guys, and he's looking down, and he's going, whoa, who is that?
So he's here, and then it's all not correct. So you have to be...
So he's going down the wrong track, because the devil's dragging him.
I don't even know that it is. It's really, I think, more our own lasciviousness that drags us there.
Well,
our own desires.
Unbelief in you, and you start going against your faith.
I don't even know that it's unbelief.
Well,
because we look at
attracted to the wrong thing.
Well, it's Adam and Eve. They really had everything except one thing, and then they wanted the one thing that they weren't supposed to be here. They were supposed to be there.
Well, they took. You know, when something comes against you like that, you need to go, okay, devil, talk to the hand. I'm going to go talk to the word of God.
But I don't know, it's always the devil. Sometimes I think it's just
self.
Self wants.
Your fleshy self.
But then we have the example, a better example we have would be, did you decide it was Elijah or Elisha?
Well, the first one was
Elijah. I know that,
Elijah.
but I was the one who got fed by the ravens. And
Elijah, I guess.
Right, and so
the first guy.
So he went there.
He went to Saudi Arabia. Went up on Mount Sinai in Saudi Arabia. You should know that from the true history. And in that cave up there, he meditated on God. And God said he's going to feed him by the ravens, and he did, because he was in the right place at the right time.
Right, and then there was the man who came to the prophet who had leprosy, and he was told to go wash in like kind of a dirty river.
Yeah,
and he was,
the Jordan River, which was a dirty river, and he said, "Well, I could wash anywhere in Syria, up in Damascus, and
have
clean rivers and the lakes and all that."
But the little
but
girl,
the little girl, Jewish girl that was his slave, said, "Hey, you know, if the prophet said it,
well,
then
really,
you should believe it and do it,
really,
because the prophet never lies."
Well, it's really God saying it through the prophet,
right?
Because we're supposed to be there, and that there is where our supply comes, what we need. Because it says, God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But if we're here and our need is being supplied over there, that's not working so well, is it?
No,
that
no,
doesn't
you're
work
in the
so
wrong
well.
Place at the wrong time.
Right. You
need to be in compliance with God so that when God's there, you're there and you receive the blessing.
Right, because I love, we were looking through a bunch of bloopers on football. Probably the best one was a person threw a pass, and it was intercepted, and the guy picked it up and ran down the wrong way.
He got confused, and he's running the wrong way, and they go, let him go, and the other guys, his own people are trying to get him.
Right, because when we're off, when we're running the wrong way, and it doesn't go well, then you do it.
Yeah.
Then you do
you
a
made
whatever.
A major mistake.
Then you make a point for the other team. And
it was
you don't
a mistake.
Wonder.
He probably, well, he's an infamy. You know?
So it's the guy who made a touchdown on the wrong goal.
Yeah, they'll play that forever. He didn't want his name put on the pro, on the play.
Right, so what our thing is today, we're, this might be a little shorter than usual, but what we want you to do is to know that you're in, you're there, where you belong.
And how do you get to the right place at the right time? Is by the word in the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. If you know those two and you're complete and you will hear the voice of the Holy Spirit for tactical situation, for every situation, there is a strategic position. And you, when you're in the right place at the right time, you receive the blessing of the Lord. It makes you rich with no sorrow.
Right, because the thing I want everyone to know is God said it, I believe it, it's so. It's not God said it, and then this other circumstance made it no, and then it's not so.
As it says in Deuteronomy, I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city. Whatsoever I do shall prosper, for I am a doer of the word of God. I'm blessed by my deeds. I'm happy in those things which I do, for I'm a doer of the word of God, because I'm in the right place at the right time.
Right, because I always liked the prophet who went to the widow that had the little boy, and he asked her to make him a meal, and the widow kind of said, well, I only have enough really to make one meal. I was going to make one for me and one for my son. We were going to eat it and then die. And the prophet says, no, feed me first. Well, that was her there by doing what she was told to.
Listen
by
to
God.
The voice. Do what the Lord said. You will receive the blessing because you're in the right, you're in the
there.
Right place at the right time.
Right. So technically when she did that, she fed the prophet. She should have gone back to the meal and the water and gone, oh, it's all gone. But it wasn't.
It multiplied.
Right. It lasted.
It kept growing. Every time she'd take some out, it'd grow bigger. And
right.
It keeps growing and growing and growing. You're the blessing of the Lord. My cup runneth over. I'm blessed coming in, blessed going out, blessed in the field, blessed in the city.
Okay, another
more than
another
enough.
There for you to think on. So see, what we're going to do is think about these things. So when we're wondering why, because our mind might go, well, I think I should be over here, but you know God told you to be there. For example, I'm going to tell the example.
Okay.
The example is the disciple, and they're supposed to pay their taxes, and Jesus says, go catch a fish, and in the first fish's mouth will be a coin, a denarius, I believe,
denarius,
to
right.
pay the taxes. Well, if he went somewhere else or he decided to do whatever, anything else, besides go catch a fish,
right.
it wouldn't have happened.
He followed the play correctly at the right time, right place. He was there when God showed up. Somehow the ship was waiting with a denarius in its mouth for...
Not a fish, not a ship. A fish.
What did they say?
There wasn't a ship there.
What I'm saying is, God moved the universe to be where you're supposed to be, so you receive the blessing of the Lord, and it makes you rich.
Right, and so this week we'd like you to contemplate being there. Visualize yourself there. Maybe even draw a picture of yourself, kind of like they do when they do the plans for the football. They line up for the scrimmage, and they... have the halfback here and the fullback here. You draw your thing. You're wanting. I remember there was someone who wanted a house, and they went and got a picture of the house and visualized it all. So visualize.
Yeah, they called it theirs.
Right. So visualize. Not that you're going to covet your neighbors, but you could go, I need a new car, and go, okay. I remember, was it the pastor? Was it in the was he in Korea or Philippines?
Yes, Korea.
Korea, and he needed a bicycle. And God even said to him, what color bicycle? And he goes, a blue one. And it turns out he got a blue bicycle. And that was something good when he lived there, because probably nobody even had bicycles, let alone cars. Well, I'd give you a glass of water, but I don't have
one. There isn't any.
I guess
I need Jesus water.
I guess the here and the there, we didn't plan to have a glass here. There's right where we are. We need it. It's down in the kitchen where it's the here. It's not where we need it. So with that said, we're going to go, have a good week. I know you'll be in your there. I know you'll visualize yourself in the there.
Who wins?
And all the
always
things.
Always wins. You always win when you're in the right place at the right time with God.
Right, because I'll go back to this. I kind of just like this one more time. It says, you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, so continue to live following him. You must depend on Christ only, drawing life and strength from him. Just as you were taught the truth, continue to grow stronger in your understanding of it and never stop giving thanks to
and
God.
How do you do that? You do that by reading. And if you want certain things happening in your life, you need to go and find the scriptures that comply to that. Two or three that says what you want to receive. And you continue that. You don't let the word of God depart from your eyes, for it brings life, healing, and everything that you need in life, because God's word works.
God's word doesn't fall
to the ground. It never stops being the truth.
Never does. So we'll see you next week. And anything else? No.
Jesus is Lord.
We know you're in the there.
And truth wins.
And you're in the there.